अंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय हो। सो इट वॉज वेरी ग्लोरियस टू सेलिब्रेट राधाष्टमी फेस्टिवल लास्ट वीक एंड वी हैड वेरी पैक्ड प्रोग्राम ऑन वेरियस प्लेसेस एंड ऑल्दो देयर वाज लॉकडाउन बट स्टिल devotees very enthusiastically made the festival successful at Govardhan Eco Village, Radha Gopinath Mandir, at Pune NVCC, at Pune Camp Temple, ISKCON Juhu, every single place. Although it was closed down, but internally they have celebrated a very grand festival, including Janmashtami also. So that shows one thing which I am reminded of, that our Sampradaya Acharya Rupa Goswami had said that there is no material impediment in spiritual life. No material situation can impede or hamper one's spiritual progress. That one thing we should really imbibe. We can always give reasons, oh, what to do, COVID is there, we can't do this, we can't do that. But COVID has given so much opportunities to read, to internalize, to meditate, to find out our own values of life, to go back to the principles, foundational items of life. Even those who are not devotees also, they have been going in deep meditation. What is this life all about and how we should change our life habits and think about it, rethink about it, why we are here. Many people, not all, but many people have changed their lifestyle, given up non-veg food, alcohol, because anyway financial crisis is there. So it has been quite a good period for meditation, for really pondering upon why we are here. And for devotees who are already practicing Krishna consciousness, for them it has been a boon also at the same time, because as I am talking to all of you, I would not have been talking to you like this if COVID was not there. Whenever I would come to Kolkata, I would meet you, and there to be a lot of expenses, time, chutti, traveling, and then 1 hour talk, and again traveling, again 1 hour talk and traveling. But now, so easily sitting at home, we can connect with so many people live and interact with them as if we are talking to one another very nicely. So connectivity has increased a lot, and I have never given lectures in Radhashtami, you know, to Kuwait and to Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, Leicester, Manchester, in Kolkata, in Pune, in Mumbai, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bangalore, Rishikesh. So many places I spoke sitting at home on Radhashtami and Janmashtami also. So one point I want to drive to all of you. In life, there is nothing like any impediment for spiritual progress. That is, I want to really reiterate to all of you that whether it is, especially when you are doing spiritual practices, you will come to know about it more. But those who are not practicing spirituality, very difficult to understand what is spiritual progress and what is spiritual life. But we practicing spiritual people, it's a very firm conviction that we are a firm conviction that life is always in favor of people who are practicing spirituality. It may appear very difficult in the beginning, but with faith we can understand that finally. Second point which I am driving to all of you, you can note down that all the worst things of life turn out to be good for those who love God. That is the statement. Probably you can make me gallery view. I want to see everybody. Make it gallery view. Okay. So, all the worst things in life, which make everybody suffer in life, and the devotees also may suffer initially, but it turn out to be good for those who love God, and turn out to be Mahamaya or activity of material energy for those who are not believers. So it is always a favorable situation for a person to be a devotee of the Lord, because of your sentiment of devotion and your commitment to devotional life. Lord Krishna has a different understanding about all the people who are devotees, and different approach and different handling is there. So it's in our favor. So we should take the full opportunity to do this spiritual life. And actually, I can tell you my experience of last 5 months is things have been extremely good. Although at one end of our life, we are really fighting in front line Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Constantly we are fighting, and you can say we are under tremendous stress because of so much of different battles, of political battles, social battles, financial battles, medical battle, employment battle, and the staff members are not available, falling sick, going on the quarantine. So we have fought the battle at all levels. But I can tell you, although being on front line in all the battles and having the brunt to be gone through, still this period has been very much wonderful. Very wonderful, very blissful, very innovative, very creative. Like for example, otherwise I would take devotees on yatra physically to go to Vrindavan, and this time we were supposed to go to Chitrakoot also. The yatra was planned, all the dates were booked. 22nd November, 29th November, yatra to Chitrakoot was already planned, everything was going ahead nicely. Now yatra is cancelled. But I have taken, yesterday only I have taken devotees on yatra to Jagannath Puri on Zoom, with photographs and with descriptions, and almost we were there yesterday. I have also planned a yatra in 20th of next month, September, to Nandgaon, Barsana and Govardhan Parikrama on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then I have planned a yatra in November to Vrindavan 3 days, then to Gokul and Bhandirvan for next 1 day. So this wouldn't have happened ever. And in yesterday's yatra, people from London, Belgium, Canada, America, and Gulf, everybody was there in yesterday's yatra. So it's like very wonderful experience. So I say that creativity is a product of generally crisis. Crisis creates a variety of needs, and the needs are fulfilled by the creativity. Somehow man is always pushed by the nature to do inventions, like electricity, or air conditioners, or motors, or aeroplanes, and telephones, and mobiles. All are the inventions pushed by the needs put up by the material nature. Sometimes due to crisis, need is sometimes due to need of man for sense gratification is there. But all the inventions have come because of need. So COVID has created certain needs, and creativity, new things have come up. And wonderful it is, actually, very wonderful. I could never feel myself so involving and so involved in creative ideas and implementing them fast. So it has been wonderful. So this devotional life per se, which is unaffected by any material situation, is governed by Radharani. Please note this factor, that whenever there is a material crisis which comes, it is the result of karmic reactions. It is a collective karmic reaction or individual karmic reaction. Like some people died due to individual karmic reaction in the car accident on the road in America during corona time. They were not corona affected, but they died in car accident. They died because of racial rights in USA. So corona didn't kill them, but racial rights killed them. So collective and individual karmas are given reactions by material nature. So please put everybody on mute. Biswajit, Ajay, please go on mute. It's disturbing here while talking. So talking? So all the crisis in the material world is governed by material nature, which acts basically upon the karma stock of individuals and collectively. That is the important point I want to drive. Please understand that point very clearly. Everything that is happening in the material world is due to collective and individual karma of individuals. Collective of all the world, overall sinful activity of the world was increasing by killing animals and doing so many sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, cheating, and warlike situations, selfishness, greed, has pushed the nature to do mass cleaning through corona. And individuals have gone through financial crisis, health crisis, as per the individual karmas. So some reawakening is there. But the devotional life is never dependent on these material life and karmas of material life. Even though you are individually having bad karma and suffering something, the spiritual life cannot be hampered by that. Cannot be hampered by that. Who is the admin here? Yeah, so control that, na, when you put everybody on mute, na, I told you several times. Should I continue? Hare Krishna. This is the result of individual karma. So anyways, this brings a discontinuity in my thought process. So I was telling you that the devotional life, why it is unaffected by any material situations, because it is controlled by Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is the creator of the material energy, that is Durga Devi Bahiranga Shakti. Srimati Radharani is Antaranga Shakti, internal potency of the Lord, which controls even the external potency of the Lord, which governs the external potency of the Lord, Durga Devi, Maya Devi, or Mahamaya, what you say. That is why when you want to do something spiritually, the Mahamaya or the energy of material life cannot affect you. In fact, the real fact is, if you want to do something devotional and spiritual, the creation of Radharani, that is Mahamaya, helps you to do so. It's like jailer who governs the jail and the prisoners are under the control of the jailer. But suppose one prisoner behaves nicely and conducts well, does good activity and pleases the jailer, then the jailer has also capacity to release the prisoner very soon or give him better treatment or give good report of his and give discount to his imprisonment and send him back. So the same jailer who is appearing to be very harsh controller and punishment giver, the same jailer turns his attitude to favorable and he favors you to get out of the jail also fast. So similarly, Durga Devi is one person who keeps everybody controlled by her punishments. But as soon as a devotee or a person shows some inclination towards the Lord, shows some transformation in his activities of sinful life from sinful life to a better life, then she immediately favors that person and helps that person to do the needful. Because basically she is subservient to Radharani. And Radharani wants to favor everybody who is devotional. Radharani wants to encourage everybody, to enhance everybody who is having even little inclination. So Radhashtami is very special for us because Radhashtami is paying tribute, paying honors, paying respects to that goddess of fortune, Radharani, who actually actually takes us out from all the difficulties of life. In the middle of all crisis, she takes us out and she saves us. So that's how we need to celebrate Radha Ashtami. Radha Ashtami is a very important festival. It is a hope-giving festival because we are all suffering in the material world due to our karmas. And while living our life, now also we are having so many karmas created. And we have to go through that in the whole life. And in such, sometimes it appears hopeless condition. But as soon as you take shelter or desire to take shelter of Krishna and Radharani, immediately the things change in the life. Immediately everything changes. Huh? Instantly I have seen when I took up to Krishna consciousness in 1983, my life instantly changed. All non-veg went off, tea, coffee went off, everything went off immediately. And immediately happiness came in. Otherwise, how I could have continued in student life? If there is only neutrality and there is no happiness, why would a young boy continue Krishna consciousness? So Radharani arranges in such a way that bad things go away and happiness comes in. That's a very natural phenomenon in Krishna consciousness. And what we are not in spiritual world now, we are not in Goloka Vrindavan. But still, day to day there are some spiritual happy experiences. There is something called realization, something called bliss, something called happiness, and something really, others are suffering, but you feel so much joy of Krishna consciousness. Huh? So, that experience is given by Radharani also. The spiritual blissful experience in an aspiring devotee's life is also provided by Radharani herself. So there is a continuity in our activity just because she is constantly planting happiness. Coming out of our spiritual activities, coming out of our attempt to chant Hare Krishna, coming out of our attempt to follow principles, coming in our attempt in reading scriptures and understanding and doing service to Krishna. All that is Radharani's blessings. And that's why, even though we are not seen Krishna yet, even though we are not reached Goloka Vrindavan yet, why we are continuing? Why you are still brahmacharis? Why you are still devotees? Why you are still chanting Hare Krishna? Because there is some happiness experience in all these activities. And that is why we can go on. Otherwise, we cannot go on. We just give it up. Forget it. Who cares? Something else we will try. We will fall in love with somebody and we will drink alcohol and we will see okay, whether that can give us happiness or not. But constantly I can tell you, very with great confidence, for last 36 years, never I felt like giving up Krishna consciousness. For me also it's very surprising, because life has got variety of ups and downs in between. Variety of ups and downs. Terrible ups and downs. Critical ups and downs. But in that critical ups and downs and turmoil and stormy situations of life, honestly I'll tell you, I never felt like giving up chanting Hare Krishna or giving up Krishna consciousness, giving up temple or giving up guru or devotee friends or giving up devotional service which I was doing. Why? Because in spite of all these heavy turmoil and stormy experiences, there is a constant experience of happiness, bliss, pleasing situations, when we follow this formula daily. And this formula which we follow daily is direct mercy of Radharani. How? Because spiritual master is a direct representative of Balaramji, Radharani and Nityanand Prabhu. And there the three people, Radharani, Balaramji and Nityanand Prabhu, their mission is to claim the fallen conditioned souls who are suffering in the material world. So they have a formula of sadhana, you know, by which they want to pick the drowning people in the material world and save them from the sufferings. So this formula has come to us, like we chant Hare Krishna, we follow four principles, we read scriptures, we worship deities, we go to the holy places, we worship Tulsi, we eat prasadam every day. This formula is endowed with direct mercy of Srila Prabhupada, which is actually the mercy of Radharani. Because she is overlooking all the claiming of the souls. Like all of us are claimed by her initially, and then her representative, the Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, they are executing their activity of claim. They are there as a representative of Radharani, are executing her desire. Very important point to understand. And Radharani is and Krishna, there's a little difference. Krishna is a very shrewd lover. He's an ocean of love, no doubt about it. But he gives his love only when somebody is ananyas chintayanto mam yo janaha paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. He will do everything. What he wants, what is the demand, what price he wants from you? Anya vilashita shunyam ananyas chintayanto mam. Till you are 100% surrendered, he will not do all those needful things. Radharani is a little different. Radharani will accept you even though you are not 100% surrendered. You are in the process. Still she will accept you. She will take care of you. She will inspire you. She will protect you. She will inspire you. She will give her love to you. She will save you. And she will prepare you for being offered to Krishna. She will prepare you for that acceptance of Krishna. And that is the difference between Krishna and Radharani. So, Gaudiya Vaishnavas say that we worship Krishna, no doubt about it. We are Krishna devotees. But we do that because Radharani is there. That's why we do worship of Krishna. Because Radharani is a hope-giving personality. Radharani is actually the compassion of Krishna personified. But when his compassion, his only, it's not somebody else's, it is his compassion only. But when his compassion manifests as Radharani, that compassion is much more powerful than Krishna's original compassion. It's like the guava fruit is very sweet, but when the parrot touches it by beak, it becomes more sweet, right? So it's the power of parrot's beak. When parrot will touch his beak to the guava, amrud, the fruit will become more sweeter. Shukhamukhad amrutam. So similarly, when that compassion of Krishna manifests as Radharani, it becomes deeper and broader and all comprehensive. So that's that great Radharani has even control over Krishna also. It's like when Radharani accepts you and me and recommends us to Krishna, Krishna cannot refuse. Because she is such a personality, if she recommends, then Krishna also cannot refuse. Even though he may not accept you if you approach him directly, but if you approach through Radharani, then he cannot refuse. He has to accept and he has to give mercy. That's why Radharani is called as Ashray Vigraha, the shelter personality. And Krishna is called as Vishay Vigraha, the object personality. He is the object of our life and object of our worship. But for doing the worship of the object, the lakshya, the goal, you need a shelter. And that shelter is given by Radharani. And that shelter is given by Radharani through her sakhis, gopis, her acharya vrinda, the gurudev that we have. Through all that agency, the shelter has been transferred to all of us. Shelter has been conveyed to us. Shelter has been sent to all of us. We need to understand, acknowledge and accept the shelter of Radharani. And that's how we will be saved by Radharani in the material world. See, our problem is what in the material world, that we are all suffering. Everybody is suffering here. And everybody wants to get out of suffering. Who is not interested in getting out of suffering? And everybody not only wants to get out of suffering, but everybody wants to be happy also at the same time. There's one thing to be free from suffering and one thing to be happy. They're two different things. Don't think that when you are out of any suffering, you have to be happy only, not necessary. Happiness is a positive concept and freedom from misery is negative concept or neutral concept. Suffering is negative concept. Freedom from suffering is neutrality and happiness is a positive concept. So what we need two things. We need freedom from suffering and we need happiness. And both the things are controlled and given by Radharani. It's in her power. Even though Krishna is not so much willing to free you from suffering, Radharani will do that. Because she is a very powerful personality. Example, I can give example to you. Many, many examples. I will give one example. Ashwatthama was cursed by Krishna. That I pluck your jewel and there will be a wound. The wound will never heal. The wound will keep bleeding. You will have so much pain that you will want to die, but you also will not die. And you will keep suffering and suffering and suffering with unbearable, untreatable pain. I don't think in the history of mankind anybody has received any worser curse that took on Supreme Lord, the highest authority. Nobody can even interfere also. The highest authority has given such a worst curse. There is nobody comparison in the past in the history. So this man Ashwatthama kept suffering and suffering and suffering in pain. He wanted to die, but he could not die because there was also a curse for that. So he went to Brahma, he went to Shiva. They said, sorry sir, we cannot do any interference. Our boss has given the curse to you, so who are we to change the boss's curse? If somebody else would have given, we would have used the authority. But the highest authority has given the curse, so we are helpless. Please don't come to us. So he said, please show me some way. I am too repentant. I am sorry. So they gave an option to them. Please go to Barsana to Radharani and call out her for her mercy. And he went to Barsana in a place called Pipasavan and called out. And Radharani appeared. And Radharani instantly freed him from the wound, from the bleeding, from the pain, from everything. He became totally normal. And at the same time, he became pure devotee of Krishna and Radharani. And Radharani told him to stay in Pipasavan only. And because he had the, you can say, curse or boon, whatever you say, to be eternal, I mean to Chiranjeevi. So he's still living there in Pipasavan in Barsana. So you can see, Krishna wanted him to suffer. Radharani overruled and relieved him from suffering. So what it requires is an understanding that who Radharani is, who Krishna is, what is Radharani's authority, what Radharani can do. So we take shelter with full understanding and full knowledge. We find out, like now you have gone to medical colleges by full study, what number will give me admission in which college, and in that number what are the options and which is the best one in that option, all study you have done. So if your number is suppose 11,000 in your examinations all over India, and you are given option of 5 hospitals to join medical, so you know exactly in those 5 which one to join. Because you have done study, you have done survey, you have done understanding. So similarly, before even embarking on spiritual life, one must study and create and acquire knowledge, and then intelligently take shelter. Those who are half knowledge or incompletely knowledgeable, they will go to demigods, they will go to different demigods with different desires and different material desires. Kamai, Saitya, Ritat, Jnana, Papadyante, Anna, Devata. Because of the imperfect and incomplete knowledge. But the person who has acquired full knowledge, they know that there are only temporary benefits by worshipping demigods. I must go to Krishna, who will give me permanent benefits of all my activities. I don't want to take something for a short time, with short expiry date, short life, half shelf life, I mean short shelf life. I want something permanent, and then we go to Krishna. And after going to Krishna, we understand it's very difficult to please him. Then we understand that there is a personality called Radharani, who will help us to make the most difficult thing easy. To make the eternal benefit available. So, we say that in India, always there is Vashila required. Vashila means influence required. Kidhar bhi kuch bhi karna hoga na, influence chahiye. Passport nikalna hai, to udhar bhi influence chahiye. Ration card nikalna hai, udhar bhi influence chahiye. Kidhar hospital mein admission lena hai, to bhi influence chahiye. Koi pehchan ka hai kya udhar? Thoda bed ka vyavastha kar dega kya? Thoda discount de dega kya? और अभी आपको यू आर गेटिंग एडमिशन इन मेडिकल कॉलेजेस, यू विल ऑलवेज सी कोई पहचान का है क्या उधर, कोई हॉस्टल मिलेगा क्या, सस्ते में मिलेगा क्या, अच्छा कोई खाने पीने की व्यवस्था अच्छी है क्या उधर. ऑलवेज यू आर लुकिंग फॉर सम कॉन्टैक्ट, राइट, सम कॉन्टैक्ट, सम इन्फ्लुएंस वेर यू कैन मेक योर थिंग्स इजियर, मेक योर लाइफ इजियर फ्रॉम द डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशंस. सो द सुप्रीम इन्फ्लुएंस, सुप्रीम सिफारिश, सुप्रीम वशीला इज राधा रानी. When you come to the right person, nothing you have to do. Like when the child takes shelter of a mother, then the child doesn't have any anxiety. The mother will take care of every single need of yours. That way, the universal mother is Radharani. She was born in Rawal, in our Yuga now, to Vrishbhanu Maharaj and Kirtida. She had elder brother called Sridhama. She had younger sister called Ananga Manjari, and she was born in the middle. And a very beautiful story is there. She appeared in the lotus flower in the Yamuna River, in the private pond of Vrishbhanu Maharaj, early in the morning, Brahma Murta. In the time of darkness, it was great effulgence coming from the lotus flower, and he went to the closed lotus flower. Lotus flower contained a beautiful golden yellow effulgent baby. And she was brought home because Brahmaji came as Akashvani and declared that, "Oh Vrishbhanu Maharaj, you have done tapasya in the last life for 12 celestial years, which is 64,700 years of earthly years. 64,700 earthly years. And because of that, you have received a benediction that the internal potency of the Supreme Lord will appear as your daughter in the 28th Dwapar Yuga of Vaivasvata Manu." So as per that benediction, Brahmaji reminded Vishwanu Maharaj that as per the boon, here is the Antaranga Shakti of Krishna. She is Radhika. Now please take her home and take her as your daughter. So he happily took her home. He was very happy because she had such beautiful body, such lotus eyes, such soft petal-like body, and such effulgence, such color, such delicacy. So, but one sorry condition was there. He soon realized that my daughter, who is so beautiful, so attractive, so soft-natured, soft body, Krishangi, she is blind and she is deaf and dumb. So it made him also happy and sorry together. And the Narad Muni came and told them that, "Don't worry, you don't hesitate to celebrate her birth. Have a nice festival celebrating her birth, Janmotsava, and call Krishna and Balaram also along with their parents." So Vrishabhanu Maharaj was earlier hesitant to celebrate the birthday of Radharani, but then Narad Muni gave them hope. So he arranged a big festival, and in that festival Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Rohini, Krishna, Balaram all came. And Krishna, crawling baby, toddler baby, very small, can't even stand and walk, he crawled inside the room of Radharani, held up the cradle and touched Radharani, and as soon as Radharani was touched by him, she opened her eyes, she made sound, and she started her life. Because she didn't want to start her life unless she sees Krishna, her beloved, in front of her eyes. That was the condition she had put before coming to material world, from spiritual world. And I will come there only in one condition, I will see you first. Then only open my eyes and open my ears and open my mouth. So Krishna came immediately after the birth to Rawal from Gokul and touched her, and she opened her eyes, and that's how she told all of us that how all of us also need to be focused on Krishna. The purpose of eyes is to open, to see Krishna. The purpose of ears is to hear about Krishna. The purpose of our tongue is to talk about Krishna. And rest, everything is maya. You can do needful. You have to buy vegetables, so you can go to market, see vegetables, talk about vegetables, negotiate, buy. All these things you can do to maintain life, but not for sense gratification. Our eyes, our tongue, our ears are meant for maintaining our life, no doubt. But mainly about, they are given to us about to see Krishna, to talk about Krishna, to hear about Krishna. That is the perfection of the eye, tongue and the ears. Radharani is the embodiment of that perfection. She, even at the cost of giving a pain to her parents, she did that. And she had to get Krishna to do the needful, to open the eyes and to hear and to speak. So that is the purpose of her life. Rupa Goswami's scripture, Nectar of Devotion, says that these indriyas, the all the indriyas are meant for ultimately perceiving the Lord. They are the gateways, they are the media through which we perceive the Lord. Indriyas are meant for ultimately helping you to realize the Lord. But we misuse the indriyas, so we suffer. So that is what Radharani, and Radharani stays in actually Barsana. After some time they moved from Rawal to Barsana. And Barsana is the original hometown of Radharani. There's a palace. Brahmaji has become a mountain there. Brahmaji did tapasya and took the birth of a mountain, stayed there as mountain, four peak mountain, Bhanugarh, Vilasgarh, Dangarh, Mangarh, and performed many, many pastimes with Krishna there. And Brahmaji had the fortune of having the pastimes being done on his body to receive the dust of Radha and Krishna and Gopis and Gopalas. That is the greatness of Barsana. And Barsana is the abode of mercy, compassion, and ultimate shelter is available there. All the sufferings are mitigated over there. All shelter is available over there. So we are conducting every year Barsana Eye Camp for the same reason, to serve Brijvasis and to please Radharani and to receive mercy of Radharani, so that, you know, our life becomes sheltered by Radharani's mercy. And the easiest way to please her is to be sincere in our devotion life and to serve the devotees of Krishna. That is what the secret of pleasing Radharani. Very simple. Serve the devotees and be very sincere in the purpose of life, in serving the Lord in devotional life. Be very sincere in that. Chant very sincerely. Follow the sadhana bhakti sincerely. And always in your busy schedule also find out reasons to serve and please the devotees. Ultimate goal of life is to love, and to love means to please, and to please means to serve. Ultimate goal of life is to love. Love means to please. Please means to serve. It's true about true in material life also, not only spiritual life. So let us all take this event of Radhashtami very seriously. I am not talking very high philosophical points. I am just telling you very simple points. That she is the mistress of Krishna, even controlling Krishna. So the master, Sri Krishna, is easily available, achievable by her mercy. Very simple. With full knowledge, we should take shelter of hers. Hare Krishna. So now please, you can ask me any question you like on Radharani or any spiritual life. We have some time to answer your questions. Yes.
I wanted to ask that, like you told this mercy, that spiritual master Prabhupada is giving it by the grace of Radharani.
Yeah.
But we also know that without the mercy of Nityananda Guru, we don't get the mercy, we cannot attend Krishna.
I told in my class, Prabhuji, I clarified that Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram and Radharani, they represent the same mercy.
Okay.
They are the same people in different forms and different times.
Okay.
Yeah, they are not different. I mean, in the form of their mercy, they are not different. There is no confusion. If I take shelter of Nityananda, will I be displeased in Radharani? Or will Balaram be displeased? If I take shelter of Balaram, will Radharani be displeased? It's not like that. They are in the same family business. They are in the same family business. And they come different times and different way to do the same business of reclaiming all of us. So don't be confused. Taking shelter of Nityananda Prabhu means taking shelter of Radha and Krishna and Balaramji. Taking shelter of Balaramji means taking shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, Radharani and Krishna. The same. Yes. Yes.
So my question is, many times I am very much, for the singer, serving the singer, we are very much attentive. we are like to these things that we should not do any wrong, sorry for doing them, so we should not offend them. But when coming, while living with the rules and doing it, we become very jealous kind of thing. So,
what is the question?
The question is how we can nicely deal with equal devotees and media devotees.
See, there are three levels of devotees, we can say. Our devotees are in three categories. Huh? One is Kanishta. Kanishta means what? He only believes in Krishna and maybe senior devotees only. And to everybody else, he is not so much respectful. That is a very junior stage, very beginner stage. It's called Kanishta. Kanishta means what? The junior most, the lower most. Then there is Madhyama. Madhyama means what? He believes in the Lord and also believes in the devotees of the Lord. That means whether they are junior devotees, equal devotees and senior devotees. So Madhyama. And we have to aspire to be a Madhyama devotee of Krishna. And who is the Uttama devotee of Krishna? He believes in the Lord. He believes in senior, equal and junior devotees, all devotees. And he also respects all the living entities also. Even other species and other non-devotees, abhaktas, envious people, everybody he respects. Because he has an understanding that everybody, even though envious, they are Sachidananda particle of Krishna. He has that vision. He develops that sakshatkar or realization. So why we don't have respect for so much juniors and equals? Because we don't have the realization. They are also equal beloveds of Krishna. They are also equally Sachidananda Atmas, as much as the senior devotee. But because of our difficulty and advancement, because of our lack of understanding, because of our lack of realization, because of our naive Kanishta condition, we are unable to respect juniors and equals. But to progress in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada Goswami says there has to be a balance between respecting juniors, respecting equals and requesting seniors. So Rupa Goswami advises in Upadeshamrita, Prema, Maitri, Kripa, Upeksha. These are the four levels of dealings we should do. Prema with the Lord, Maitri with the seniors, and Kripa with the juniors. Maitri with the equals, Maitri with the equals, and Kripa to the juniors, and Upeksha to the abhaktas. In Madhyama stage, prem to the Lord and prema maitri with the equals, prem for the Lord and the seniors, maitri for the equals, kripa for the juniors, and upeksha means neglect for the non-devotees. And these various dealings of prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha are not different. They are done on equal compassionate basis. Why we do upeksha or neglect to non-devotees? Because their association harms us. And by our associating with non-devotees, their envy increases if you are not able to convince them. That's why we avoid them. We don't want to avoid them because we hate them. It's not so. We don't avoid them because we hate them. We avoid them because we don't want to increase their envy or their rebellion towards the Lord. And the juniors will be merciful to them because they are inquisitive. They are asking questions, so we give our mercy to them. And equals, why we do friendship? Because equals are always nourishing you. Equals don't respect you like God. Like friends, kya re, kya kar rahe tu? They can speak anything. And they are very important. Please understand that it is very easy to be kind to juniors and very easy to be respectful to seniors, but very difficult to deal with equals. But equal association is very important. Because equal can tell you anything. He can tell you are a rascal number one. You are a nonsense. The junior will not tell you, nor senior will not tell you. But equal will tell you. And that is required. If I am nonsense, I should be told you are nonsense. And a friend can tell you that you are a nonsense. So have equal friends. Have friends who are equal to you. Who can tell you. They are your saviors. And when you will learn to respect even equals with full understanding, you will make actual spiritual progress. So constantly we should read scriptures. I am now telling what I told you from Upadeshamrita. So Upadeshamrita has given the understanding. Oh, like this it is. So I have to always keep reading Rupa Goswami's books, Upadeshamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So all these delicate principles are given there. What is friendship? How to develop friendship? Sadami, Vidati, Pratigunati, Guyama, Kyati, Prachati, Bhunke, Bojete, Chaiva, Sharbil, Bhakti, Prasidhyati, and Utsaha, Dairyat, Nishchad. All these things are Sharbil, Priti, Lakshanam, Sharbil, Bhakti, Prasidhyati, Sharbil, Bhakti, Vinashyati. All these practical principles are given for you and me who are aspiring devotees, who are practicing sadhana. How to conduct our life, how to make maximum benefit is all given there. We should read regularly. I would really recommend all of you to read Upadeshamrita. It's a very practical, very concentrate textbook of spiritual life. Very practical, very easy to understand also. Small book also, very small, 50 pages, 11 shlokas only, that's all. I must have read 50 times the book. Very beautiful book. Any other question? All the aspiring doctors, any question? Yes. Yes. It's okay. You let them, you see, ultimately now, you have to also become Radharani representative by giving shelter. You give them shelter. You make them yours. Give them your love, kindness, give them prasadam, help them in some study matters, guide them nicely, show them that you are with them, show them that you love them and you are available to help. And then even if they are juniors and they become your equals, it doesn't matter. How does it matter? You have to serve them. If they rise from juniors to your friends, I can tell you my wife's example, my example also. Way back in 89, I became the spiritual counselor appointed by Guru Maharaj. Okay, and so many medical students, by default, they become my counselees. But today, after 35 years, after 31 years, I can tell you, majority of them have become counselors on their own. And they are no more my counselees, taking my instruction. They are my friends now. Those who were like this, now they are friends. Doesn't matter. What does it matter? Our mood is when we give love to seniors, friendship to the equals, and mercy to the juniors. It is based on service attitude only. It's our seva only. If somebody rises from kripa to friendship, it is good. He is making progress. So you accept his friendship. You don't try to show. Do you know? 5 years back, you are my junior. Don't forget that. No, let him rise. Let him become your equal. Let him become senior to you. I can tell you, I don't want to quote names, but there are devotees who came much after me. And today they are worshipable sannyasis. Technically they are 6 years junior to me. But they are sannyasis reaching all over the world. And they are my worshipable. So I cannot say, Maharaj, don't think you are senior to me. I am senior to you. Do you understand? Although I am a grahastha, you came after me. 6 years before you, I was in ISKCON. I cannot say that. Because who has what kind of spiritual assets of previous life? Nobody knows. He may come 10 years after, he may come tomorrow, but within one day, like Bhakti Charu Maharaj, together Brahman Diksha and first Diksha on the spot, and immediately Prabhupada gave him sannyas also. The senior devotee said, Prabhupada is not qualified. So Prabhupada said, no, he deserves. And he became equal with them, sannyasi, because such a great soul. They are so junior to everybody. 1977 he got Diksha, the last year of Prabhupada's life. And there were hundreds of devotees, thousands of devotees who became devotees in 1965-69. So there is no comparison. But he had that previous life ka asset. And very soon he came and he got progress like anything. So be kind enough, be broad hearted enough. Let your juniors become senior to you tomorrow in spiritual realization. the time doesn't matter in spiritual life. When you came, when I came, I can proudly say 35 years, you can say 5 years, I can be feel proud that, oh, you are only 5, I'm 35. It doesn't matter at all. At the end of the life, your number of years are not counted in front of Krishna. Oh, Krishna, 35, 35. Krishna, only 5. Krishna, 35, 35. Kuch nahi hota hai. In the end, do you have love? Do you have surrender? That is counted. No certificate of number of years is going to work there. Only antakalecha mameva saranmuktva kalevaram. If you remember with love the Supreme Lord, then the junior most guy also will go before you and you will keep seeing only 35, 35 karte baithega idhari. Idhari rahega. So we have to really understand the essence of spiritual life. That here nothing material count. Oh, I was temple president. No, I was commander of temple. I was in charge of this project. I am the director of Bhakti in the hospital. Nothing will be effective there in front of the last moment of death. You cannot show your cards. I was director, I was a counselor, I was a preacher, I did this, I did that. So many years I stayed in Vrindavan, I stayed in Rishikesh. Nothing will work. Only what will work is if all that what I have done has culminated in love for the Lord or not. That will be the important thing. Otherwise, you will send back. You will be sent back if jaake wapas director bano. Develop love like that. So, no material understanding and calculations in bhakti. Bhakti is totally transcendental and spiritual. Okay? Any other question is there? Yes, Prabhuji.
I'm asking that what you said in the last point, that we serve, then we get, then the devotees get pleased, then we get the love of Krishna.
So?
In that point of view only, I want to ask that we want only for the devotees.
No. I am not saying that we should not serve non-devotees. I am saying that if your mood of service is to please Krishna, so in one sense, if I Lama tell you, in the real sense of understanding is everybody is a devotee of the Lord. In the highest sense. Nityo Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam, Eko Bhavanam, Vijadati Kaman. Everybody is a devotee of the Lord. Some know, some don't know. Right? I became devotee at the age of 20 years. I entered Krishna consciousness. If you would have met me at the 15th year of my age, you would say he's a non-devotee. If you would have met me at 25 years of age, you'll say, he's a devotee. It's a matter of time only, no? And if I would have met the sannyasi 10 years before, maybe he was doing sense gratification. So I would say such a rascal he is. After 10 years I see him, I say, Maharaj, please accept my pranam. So things may change, you know. You don't know who is a devotee, who is not a devotee, and who is what. So we should serve everybody, seeing them as part and parcel of the Lord, like you are and like I am.
My question is, we serve the devotees, but sometimes we generally serve devotees or non-devotees, anyone. But if sometimes suppose that they are not pleased in spite of our genuine service, then spirit makes closer to Krishna. That
if you have, if you have tried your best, then you are successful. Sometimes your best trial, best efforts may not be sufficient, right? You are a small person, maybe your influence, your capacity is small, but you have done your best. And the intention is there to please, and you have done your best to please, you are successful. And you keep doing that, although you are apparently not pleasing the devotees by your efforts, but you keep continuing your efforts. Don't get discouraged. I did so much, but still he was unhappy. No, you tried your best. Like Shabri, she didn't have the best fruits in the forest. So she had to give bitten up fruits. Hai na? She didn't give best of fruits, untouched and offered with mantras and everything. She had to bite them and check them and give them, because she was a very innocent lady. But the Lord pleased because of that. Similarly, how you say, I don't understand, if the devotees are genuine devotees and you have served your best, still they're not pleased, then it's very difficult to understand why they're not pleased. You are sincerely serving them. So try and analyze the situation, whether my efforts were complete or my efforts were sincere, genuine or not. What I could have done better. You can always analyze, na? You can always do better than today. Yesterday you could do something, but today you can do always better than yesterday. So analyze. If somebody is not pleased, then you have done your best. Try to analyze. Ask somebody what went wrong, what I could have done better than what I could have done. Inquire. अभी आपको एग्जाम दिया आपने, बहुत अच्छा पढ़ाई किया, बट यू गॉट 49 मार्क्स आउट ऑफ 100. यू डिड योर बेस्ट, बट देन यू विल गो टू सीनियर्स, गो टू टीचर्स, आस्क देम कि व्हाई यू गॉट 49. द टीचर विल गिव यू सम टिप्स कि इफ यू डू दिस ना यू विल गेट 90 मार्क्स. सो 49 इज नॉट बैड मार्क्स, बट यू वॉन्ट टू ऑलवेज इम्प्रूव. सो लाइक दैट वेन यू सर्व एंड नॉट सो मच सक्सेसफुल, मीट यूर सीनियर्स, मीट यूर फ्रेंड्स एंड डिस्कस विद देम एंड गो ऑन putting efforts in improving your service. Spiritual life is always evolving and progressive. It is never stagnant. So you keep on doing your effort. What I was doing maybe 20 years back, I do it differently now. My chanting at 20 years back with full of my efforts was X, Y, Z. Now I do chanting is different than 20 years back. Because it's always evolving for betterment. So like that you do evolution by analysis with fellow devotees. Is that okay, Prabhuji?
Yes, please.
Anybody else any question after that? Yes, Vijay Prakash ji. Okay. So, if there are no questions, then I will like to take your leave.